2020 has been tough. But sometimes, when life gets tough, well, you've got to start a project and create a little bit of peace at home. This is Ask This Old House. I'm Chris Ermides. This past year has been challenging, and lots of us are looking for ways to make our homes more comfortable and create spaces where we can go and relax. And that's exactly what Heather Troyer is hoping to do. Am I right, Heather?
You are absolutely correct.
So you're in Ridgewood, New Jersey. So tell me a little bit about your house.
My house is about 120 years old, and we bought it 11 years ago. And it's a sort of a white stucco farmhouse. And we painted the inside twice. We've painted the outside. We added a garage on the side. Mm-hmm. But we really haven't done any renovations to any of the fixtures or the bathroom and kitchen or the floors, anything like that.
And I understand there's a fair amount of energy in your house on a regular basis.
Yes, there is.
Why is that?
Well, I have three kids, 17, 11, and 5. I have four cats. I have a rabbit that lives in my kitchen. I have four hermit crabs. I'm a veterinarian. I bring home things all the time. Ducks, you name it.
Ducks?
Dogs.
Ducks.
So yeah, there's a lot of energy in the house, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, all right. And what do you want to chat about today?
Well, 2020 has not been kind to us, and I was just recently diagnosed with breast cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
And one of the things that I'm focusing on right now is trying to put some of my creative energy towards giving my room and master bathroom a bit of a facelift. So
Okay. Nothing
huge, but I am faced with some problems that I don't really know how to solve, and they're kind of, I think, in your world, they're probably pretty basic problems, but the only plumbing I know how to deal with is a dog's plumbing. I don't know how to deal with house's plumbing. So I, for example, would love advice on how to change my bathroom fixtures. And, you know, how difficult would it be for me to do one of these do-it-yourself projects that you find on Pinterest that looks so incredibly easy, and I know they're really not.
Isn't that great? That's the beauty of the internet, isn't it? You click a button and they make
everything look easy, and it'll be done in a day. Yeah.
Well, if you can fix a dog's plumbing, I think you probably can handle some basic DIY projects in your own house.
I hope so.
So talk to me a little bit more about the facelift you want to give your bathroom. What does that mean?
Okay, well, we bought the house right after the housing crisis in 2008, and it was being sold by children whose parents had just died. And so the master bathroom was sort of, it was actually renovated at that time, 2006, and it's a really nice shower. It's this really earthy brown tile that I actually really like, but I've never been a fan of silver chrome fixtures. The fixtures for sure need to be upgraded, and I'd love to change the color, and I'd love to have something a little bit more relaxing as a shower head, maybe pretend that I'm in a rainstorm, if you will.
Oh, okay. That sounds relaxing.
And I'm going with, kind of a rustic farmhouse type of style for the whole room.
Okay.
The other problem that we're having at the moment is that there appears to be a leak, and we think it's coming from some of the grout, or it might be coming from behind the fixtures themselves.
Are you going to tackle the shower leak yourself, or do you have a plumber who's going to take care of that?
Well, a little bit of both. So we've tried to tackle the leak ourselves. We're kind of at a standstill. We've managed to get 95% of it, but there's still a trickle, and we're not sure where it's coming from. But the other hard part aesthetically that I'm facing is that when they did that renovation in 2006 for this elderly couple, they clearly redid the kitchen cabinets and the bathroom cabinets, but they used a laminated kind of veneered type of cabinet. And now we're 15 years out and the laminate is starting to peel at the edges. It's just enough to get to my OCD tendencies. You stare at it too long, you start peeling it, you know.
Right, and I have to imagine once you update the fixtures, it's going to probably be even
bother
more.
Me even more. Yeah. Absolutely, I'd love to replace the vanity because it's starting to peel, but you know I'm on a budget, and because my surgery is imminent, I can't have people coming in and out of the bathroom when I'm convalescing.
So as far as the shower is concerned, you want to swap out the fixtures, ideally with something that you don't have to get into the plumbing aspect, but you can at least change the way they look.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know the brand of the fixtures and the model? You don't?
No. Okay. I don't even know how to choose. I mean, I'm assuming we're talking breeds here, right? We're trying to choose a breed. I don't know how to do that.
I love how you vets talk.
We're a lot of fun at parties.
Well, you clearly have a great spirit, and we're going to get you help to create the bathroom you need to see you through this tough time. Our contractor, Charlie Silva, will give you some tips to find the shower leak and install new fixtures, and he might even be able to save your vanity. But in the meantime, I just wish you so much luck. And not luck, that's a bad... We wish you well.
Yeah, luck. I definitely could use some luck. Thank you.
Heather, we wish you all the best and hope that you'll have a peaceful, updated bathroom for your recovery.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Up next, Charlie Silva helps Heather get a fresh look for her bathroom. Making small changes to a bathroom can give it a whole new look. And to get that done, I'm calling Charlie Silva. Hey, Charlie, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All things considered, Chris, I can't complain.
Glad to hear that. So, Heather in Ridgewood, New Jersey, has had a tough year. She's about to begin treatment for cancer, and she wants to upgrade her bathroom so it's a peaceful, restorative place. The bathroom was redone about 15 years ago by the previous owners. She likes the tile, but she wants to swap out the sink and shower fixtures to something more her style. And there's a leak in the shower that she's pretty sure is coming from the grout around the fixtures. Now, she wants to do this work herself, so where does she start?
Well, first I want to say is my thoughts are with you for this year you're having, and hopefully everything will all be good for you. I think first what I would start with is the leak. She's thinking that it might be coming from around... I would assume the shower valve on the wall when you turn it on was maybe a grout.
Yeah. She sent us a picture, and she's got a regular shower head and one of those handheld shower heads too.
A handheld in that shower actually works out good to be able to help really isolate. So a lot of times I like to start with that handheld. So if there's a ceiling below where water is, she must be seeing water coming out from somewhere. So what I would do is I would start within that shower and turn it on. And first of all, I'd probably take the handheld, let only the water come from the handheld, not the main shower head. I would take that and put it right on the floor of the shower at the drain itself.
Okay.
So one of two things, either your drain's leaking around that, if you start having water coming out, or if you have water coming out, maybe it's behind the tile itself on that shower valve wall and the main shower head is. So that kind of narrows it down to those two spots. So I'd let it run for, I don't know, 20 minutes, let's say. Mm-hmm. And if water isn't coming out, then you take the next step. I would go to her question for her grout, where she's saying it. I would take that shower handheld and I would spray it at the shower valve itself, almost simulating if you're in the shower and the water is bouncing off of you towards that fixture. But by using the handheld, you're going to really force that issue. That's where I'd start with. And then literally, if that's not the problem, then from there I would go to where the glass door is in the shower, maybe, you know, along that side. I would hit a corner of a shower, and then you should be able to narrow it down.
So basically, the handheld unit itself, you're doing some detective work with that and basically just spraying it in places where you think the problem might be.
Correct.
Is the place where the shower head connects into the wall... So, you know, you've got that little arm that comes out that holds the shower head.
Yeah.
Is that spot a common leaks point too?
obviously it could leak there, but my guess is since it takes a period of time for this water to start making itself, you know, known down below, mm-hmm. my gut feeling is it wouldn't be that, because if it's in that wall cavity, that's, you know, like pouring a glass of water off the table onto the floor. It's going to be instant, right? So
yep.
if it's coming the other way, it seems to me it's almost building up off spraying off the body, hitting that grout line or, yep. you know, a glass door where it might be hitting the tile at the bottom, you know, so it's almost like it seems to me a longer shower is doing this. So if it's in the wall like that, you're going to know it pretty quick.
Then what? Like if it's in the wall, if it's getting behind the grout, then what?
You have to open up that tile. Well, then you have to have somebody cut it open, cut the grout line, start removing the tile. Hopefully she has some left over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start, you know, searching.
Patching it back in.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about replacing those fixtures in the shower and the sink. She doesn't like the color, and she wants to do this as simply as possible. So what are her options?
I mean, it's actually, you know, changing out trim, right? So that's mm-hmm. probably the easiest part of this job. So, for example, the sink, you know, if it's hot and cold side, if there's the two, and the faucet's in the middle, if you take your tape measure from center of hot and center of cold, it might be an 8-inch spread, a 6-inch spread. So that's going to tell you what you're going to want to have. Mm-hmm. And then in the shower, same thing. The handheld, basically going to unscrew the hose and everything. I actually changed mine not too long ago. You know, so let's say she has chrome now and she wants to go to, you know, polished nickel or whatever. But, you know, same with the shower drain, whether it's a little square one at the bottom, round, take your measurements, take some pictures with the tape measure next to it, for example,
mm-hmm.
and go to, you know, Home Depot or, you know, and see what they have.
All right. So those are pretty straightforward. And you replace the faucet with something updated, making sure that the holes aligned. And then for the shower head and for the handheld and for the drain cover, those are all pretty straightforward. So, Charlie, how does she go about swapping out the shower handle itself?
So the shower handle to turn the water on and off, shower valve, is a lot of times there's a set screw, just like on a doorknob on the inside of your house or, you know, exterior door, that holds the handle in place. So an Allen wrench generally is that. So most times it's at the bottom. So get underneath, start, look, you know, find the right Allen wrench, unscrew it, and pull off the handle. And then there should be most likely two screws that are holding on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at that first. So if you want to find out, let's say it's brand X on the shower plate, whatever it might be, you could actually take that off and go to the store with that. And if there isn't a manufacturer's name on it, take some pictures of everything. And then also by bringing that piece to the store, they should be able to identify it.
Okay. And does the distance between the screws on the plate and the front that are holding it on onto the valve, does the distance between those screws matter?
It shouldn't matter if you're staying with, you know, brand X, Y, or Z, okay. right? So if you're reinventing the wheel and going something completely different, but then that's into the shower valve itself. So you really mm-hmm. want to stay with what you have.
All right. That's pretty straightforward.
Sounds easy enough.
It does sound easy enough. So she also has a question about her vanity. It's laminate and starting to peel.
Peeling. So maybe it's like a Formica or something, or a laminate.
Yeah, the finish layer is peeling away. Can she fix that?
All right. So let's say it's the face of the vanity or the cabinet doors themselves, if they have them. I would try to peel it back a little bit. Maybe if, I don't know if she would have her own heat gun or not, but possibly a very good home hair dryer that get extremely hot. Sometimes if you put a little heat to it, so let's say it's only peeled back, you know, an inch, but you know, you want to maybe bring it just a little bit more, maybe use a little thin putty knife to help hold it up so you don't burn your fingers. But then also a good contact cement, that same thing you can get at a Home Depot for laminate. And then just follow the instructions. Make sure, you know, you leave it up a little bit. You apply the contact adhesive. It gets a little tacky, both sides. And then put it back down. And then use maybe some painter's blue tape as your clamp to hold it in place.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's and slick.
And if it's a little bit more, let's say the door is bad and the laminate's not going to stick to it, or it's just broken or something, you know, that she could also just take off the doors and have new doors made. There are companies mm-hmm. that if she takes the measurements or maybe sends the door to them, and if that's the case, maybe it would be a different way to give that a little bit of that soothing look for her also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and far as the color goes, they could make a wood door, wood draws or whatever, and then just paint them to match that laminate. So, you know, that might be a way.
Yeah. No, that's a good call. And that adding the contact cement and sort of patching it using a hairdryer, like, that's awesome. That is that's such a slick idea.
It has to be pretty hot, but, you know, holding it on there. In the old days, we used to put a hand right over the where the air comes into it, and, like, suffocating it, and it gets a little hotter.
You guys got all the tricks.
You do.
That's awesome. All right. And to your point, changing the doors out, I mean, that's an easy way to, if you order them online, totally change the look of the cabinet and update it from being a craftsman style to a modern to a, you know, whatever, traditional. You can do a lot of things with that,
right? Yeah. And then maybe even one more step. If the top is still good, the sink is good, the faucets will be new, you know, you could always, I guess, remove the whole top and then just buy a new vanity also.
Mm-hmm.
And that might, aside the plumber cost coming in and taking everything out, you know, not saying be cheaper, but, you know, that might be a way to think about it too.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. I know Heather will appreciate your advice.
Good luck to her.
Got a long overdue project at your house? Submit your project at askthisoldhouse.com. Ask This Old House is produced by Catherine Finalosa at Rococo Punch. Production support from Sarah Chase. Thanks to Heather Troyer and Charlie Silva. If you want to let us know what you think of the show, send us an email, ask@thisoldhouse.com, and subscribe to our podcast newsletter at thisoldhouse.com/newsletters. Don't forget to watch our Ask This Old House TV show on PBS and in the This Old House app. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. I'm Chris Ermides. See you next week.